Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Greg Lesher's with us. Hey, Greg, do you remember the term Hooverville?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, class, if that's a new term to you, President Herbert Hoover was number 31, CEO of the United States of America, 1929 to 1933. And, of course, the First Great Depression was officially started in October of 1929. And Herbert Hoover was given credit for the Great Depression, the First Great Depression. And he was succeeded by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. All over the United States, because of the sad condition of the collapse of the economy, which I believe was partially engineered, there were hundreds of these homeless camps all over the United States. And people were living in wood crates, scraps of whatever they could find, and cobbled together, cardboard, anything they could find to keep the elements out, the sun, the rain, the wind, the heat. And so Herbert Hoover was responsible for the innovation and inventions that were called Hoovervilles. He was also responsible for three other innovations. Hoover blankets. And Hoover blankets were used newspapers that people would put on top of themselves to stay warm. Hoover blankets used newspapers. So you might want to write some of these things down if you want to use some of the innovations and inventions that were credited to President Herbert Hoover, number 31, 1929 to 1933. He also was credited for inventing Hoover flags. Yeah, and a Hoover flag was when somebody would turn his pockets inside out, indicating that there's nothing in those pockets. So you could see that there was nothing because the pants pockets were turned inside out. Those are called Hoover flags. And then Hoover leather. I've actually seen someone use Hoover leather. Now remember, shoes, the soles of shoes, were made out of leather, shoe leather, believe it or else. And my father wore shoes that he'd wear for 30 years, Florsheim brand. They cost $27.50, and they would last well over 30 years because you could have new soles put on them. And if you wore out the soles, they'd have these oval holes in the bottom where the shoe leather wore out. And so what people would do is they'd put cardboard, on the inside of the shoe to cover up the hole so you wouldn't wear holes in your socks as you walk down the road or the street. And it keeps the pebbles from going into your shoes as well. And that was called Hoover leather. And I actually saw my dad do that. Put cardboard in a shoe to temporarily fix it. But Herbert Hoover was credited with that invention as well. And there's a Hoover wagon. And a Hoover wagon is an old car without an engine, typically. And what you do is you take this car, which, you know, obviously wouldn't go anywhere by itself, and you'd hook it up to a horse. And that was called a Hoover wagon. So pretty soon we're probably going to hear the name, and I'm not sure which way it's going to go, but I'm pretty sure Joe Biden is going to be credited with new inventions that are like Hoover blankets, Hoover flags, Hoover leather, and Hoover wagon.
I've got a good idea for you entrepreneurs out there. You can start making a sign that you can go place in front of empty lots that are filling with garbage and call them Bidenville. Make a big sign, Bidenville, with an arrow pointing towards it.
Well, you know, what happened with Hoovervilles, there was a reason why Hoovervilles would appear in certain locations, and they would appear near soup kitchens. So people were starving, and they would go to the soup kitchen, and obviously, you know, the next logical thing that would happen is a Hooverville would be built near a soup kitchen. Now imagine if there was a soup kitchen near Biden's house. Imagine that. Or Pelosi's house. Or Chuck Schumer's house. Or any of these other Democrats that are hell-bent on destroying the United States of America. Imagine that. Imagine what would happen.
You know,
do you think they changed the tune? San Francisco has been destroyed. Cleveland.
Portland.
Cleveland, Ohio is being destroyed. And Portland, Oregon. Cities that are run by Democrat mayors are being destroyed because of homelessness. Homelessness is man-made. Yeah. It's man-made. It's the lack of education. It's the lack of jobs. It's the lack of opportunity that causes this.
Now, I'd like to talk about something that's going on, and we all see it, we've all seen it, we all hear about it. They want to produce insects for food, to feed people bugs. Now, there used to be plenty of articles that told about the dangers of eating insects. I mean, think about it. Red dye number 5 that caused cancer and other things came from insects. What's really shocking and surprising to me is all those articles have vanished from the Internet. So what I'd like for the students to do is start digging in and see if they can find some of these old articles on the dangers of eating insects. I know one of them was some of these insects have more gluten in them than 100 times more gluten in them than the worst GMO wheat you can find on the market. I find this very disturbing. A lot of them have inflammatory properties, which are going to cause a whole load of problems for people that eat these bugs. You know, I've seen products now being advertised on the Internet that say, like, contains cricket flour. Let's see. I don't think I've ever seen a cricket growing a wheat. Have you, Vincent?
No, I haven't. Let me share something with you. Class, there are two former instructors. One's name is Alan Busick, and the other is Franco Malia. And if you came to the expo, you probably saw them. And I introduced both of them to Brooklyn Bagwell. Brooklyn Bagwell was the casting director for Doomsday Preppers. National Geographic's entertainment television show. And Alan and Franco were raising fish in man-made containers. Aquaponics is what it's called. Fish and plants living together. And so Doomsday Preppers came out to film at their locations in Springfield, Missouri. At their homes, Alan and Franco's, and they set up what was appeared to be a contest, a friendly contest. It was all hype. It's all men generated by Doomsday Preppers. There was really no contest, and so they had, in order to feed these tilapia, they had this crate, and what they did was they put vegetable peels in there and banana peels and scraps of what would soon become compost. And bugs would just show up. Worms would show up in there, in this crate. What they'd do is they'd take the worms out and throw them in the tank, and the fish would eat them. Well, the producer of Doomsday Preppers said to these guys, tell you what, why don't we get a shot of you eating one of these bugs? And Franco Molina said, no way, no way. So the producer of Doomsday Preppers said, I'll tell you what. I'll eat one if you'll eat one. So Franco picked out the smallest one and ate it. And then he turned to the producer, and the producer said, no way, no way. So this producer lied to him. Franco told us in person at one of the meetups that he was sick as could be for 3 days. Absolutely gut-wrenching sick from eating a bug. So there's the story, true story. It's right home at USA Prepares. I don't know if you ever heard me tell that story. I don't tell it very often. Maybe one other time, you know, in 11 years. But that's the truth. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, well, let's put it this way. We don't get our minerals from eating the dirt. We just don't do it. We get our minerals from eating the plants that make use of the minerals in the dirt. We don't eat the insects, the animals that we eat, such as fish, who are, you know, that's their food. They break them down, and we eat the fish. When you start skipping these steps and these chains, we start finding that there are serious problems. I mean, it's one thing to eat some insects when you're starving to death. You know, maybe that gluten might be good when you don't have any nutrients in you, but still, it's just it's a sick-minded individual who wants to feed humans bugs. They're doing it because they're evil. They're doing it because they're sick. They're doing it because they're disturbed. And they've got nothing else to do. Our ecosystem is already set up for us to survive. It was created by the Creator, who knew all these steps, and it's all in perfect simulation. But it seems like this administration wants to break that up. The people who want to run the world want to break that up and get rid of most of this. And that's really the goal, is to have a sick, dying country so that they can depopulate and have this world as their little playground. And, folks, if that's what you want to do, then, prepare to eat bugs. But if it's not, then you need to get prepared. Back to you, Vincent.
You know, there's billions of dollars put in the clean energy bill. And I think it's about, if memory serves me correctly, about $4 billion that the Biden administration is planning to distribute to farmers to not grow things that use water from the Colorado River. Now, I think it's wonderful that we conserve water. I really do. And we've done some really stupid things, like plant lettuce in the desert. I mean, that makes no sense, right? Build cities in the desert like Las Vegas, Los Angeles. It makes no sense at all to do that. But it's been done. So the idea would be, the only answer I can think of is local, local, and local. So where does lettuce come from? It should come from, you know, just a few miles away. So should everything else. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, I just have a quick question for you. I don't talk to anybody who supports the current regime. I literally don't. I've cut them out. I won't have anybody on. There'll be no instructors who support, you know, the current regime, because this current regime is destroying the country. I just can't have
that's
it.
That's exactly what it is.
Do you? Have you cut people out of your circle who support the current regime? Have you done that as well, or is it just me?
I sure have, actually. And the way I did it was I shoved some of their actions and their, you know, that this current coup is participating, and I shove it in their face, and the next thing you know, boom, they're out of my life. So, because they know as well as I do. And it's harder to live down, really, a form, I imagine. Yeah.
If the Republicans started helping the homeless by building soup kitchens in the neighborhoods of the Democrats that, you know, support the demolition of the United States, I think that would be a wonderful thing to see. And I'll be glad to report on it. I think it would be a wonderful thing to see, to help people who are hungry in the neighborhoods where the demolition is occurring.
Yeah, beware of those soup kitchens, because they're going to start using insects in them. I guarantee it. They're going to start making them sick and finishing them off. You know, one thing I wanted to say, what's the first thing, what are some of the plagues that we're faced with during droughts, famines, you know, biblical droughts? What shows up? Insects. Think about it. They want, you know, we're using this geoengineering as global warming. They're causing food shortages by wiping out crops, killing cattle. You know, and I want to introduce bugs. It's like they're just, as happy as they can be to get us into a covenant curse. And it's just...
Let me share a number with you. You mentioned killing cattle. So,
yeah.
The most expensive cows at an auction would be young steers. That's a castrated male, about 400 pounds. Why? Because they're healthy. Because they've got growing potential left. They're only 400 pounds. They've been weaned off their mamas. Perfect. Perfect way to go. Buy a steer you don't have to worry about too much in terms of raising it, fattening it up. Well, a steer at 400 pounds would bring somewhere around $1.60 to $1.80 a pound to the farmer. That's live weight, $1.60 to $1.80. So if you're wondering, class, if the farmers are getting rich, I just told you they're not. That'd be the most expensive cows at an auction, typically. You know, there are exceptions, but under normal circumstances, $1.60 to $1.80 a pound. Now, when there is a situation like we have right now with the drought and farmers are forced to sell, they sell what are called lean cows, meaning thin. Cows that are hungry, thirsty. How much do they sell for? Well, I'm going to tell you. 60 cents a pound. One-third of the price of a good quality 400-pound steer. So a cow, when a farmer has to sell, in panic mode, 60 cents a pound. Now, here's the question. Why is the price of beef going up? When farmers are getting 60 cents a pound, why is the price of beef going up? Because the farmers are not in control. Because the big packers, the big meat packers, are in control. They set the market.
I've got a suggestion. If you want some beef, go talk to your cattle rancher and see what he kind of deal he can cut with you. And most cattle ranchers and hunters know how to carve up an animal. Make a deal with them. Cut those blood-sucking leeches that are controlling the economy out of the equation. Your thoughts on that, Benson?
Absolutely, and that's what we're doing. We are raising our beef. We're having it processed by a USDA-inspected processor. And we're going to begin selling it. It's going to go to our campers. It's going to go to our neighbors. And it's going to be going to anyone who wants world-class, finest beef you can possibly get. Raised without all the additives, you know, injections.
Yeah, start a co-op.
Right.
Get co-ownership in that cow so that they don't have to go through all that process. You can
Jake
also
was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
No breakthroughs after Thursday's meeting between Ukraine President Zelensky, UN Secretary General Guterres, and Turkish President Erdogan in Lviv, Ukraine. A Mayville, New York judge refused to grant bail Thursday to the man accused of trying to kill Salman Rushdie as the Satanic Verses author prepared to give a talk in Western New York. 24-year-old Hadi Martar will remain behind bars for now. The Justice Department announced Thursday three men, including a mafia hitman, have been charged in the 2018 killing of Boston crime boss James Whitey Bulger in a West Virginia prison. The charges come nearly 4 years after Bolger's killing, which raises questions about why the known snitch was placed in the general population of the prison instead of a more protective housing environment. The convicts were charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Instagram and Facebook continue to suppress freedom of speech in America. Right, wrong, or indifferent, the social media platform shut down Children's Health Defense this week after the anti-vaccine group led by Robert Kennedy Jr. is claimed to have repeatedly violated rules prohibiting misinformation about COVID-19. And after the CDC's admission Thursday of misleading the American public during the pandemic, how can the fact-checkers know they have the correct information? The Constitution of the United States is a brilliant writ. It's designed to keep people in power from abusing their power. Former New York City Commissioner Brian Anderson on Newsmax Thursday is calling out the fishing expedition and witch hunt by federal authorities, starting off with former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani being dragged into a Georgia courtroom this week.
Well, can you say fishing expedition? Can you say witch hunt? Those are the words we hear quite a bit, and it seems to be just that. Even with the Trump person, corporate perks, geez, that's unheard of in the business world, isn't it? So it just seems they're looking to pick around the edges to find something, anything, on Donald Trump. It's very odd timing, isn't it? We didn't see this level of activity when it came to Hillary Clinton's emails or things of that nature. So you've got a man that's going to be running for the highest office in the land. It's about get Donald Trump. Just like the January 6th hearings is a misnomer, it's really about November 5th, 2024.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep your
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
That's Greg Lesher's with us. RealWaterIndependence.com, RealWaterIndependence.com. If you want to buy his book, you can go to his website, RealWaterIndependence.com. We are at, we're past the point. We're past the point where you need to start thinking about water. You know, Greg, you mentioned cows. So, class, you take a cow, and how much of a cow is usable meat? About 40%, plus or minus a little bit. On average, 40% makes it easy for radio arithmetic. So you take a 1,000-pound cow, you get 400 pounds of usable meat. Now, what is that? That would be ground beef, ribs, steak, you know, etc. Now, you can arrange with a farmer to buy a cow. You can say, "I'd like to buy a cow. What do you recommend?" They'll talk to you, and you can say, "Well, what about if I buy one now? Put a deposit on it, and you raise it up, and then, you know, I and pick it up when it's raised and pay you for the balance of the deposit. They'll do that.
Yeah.
The cow will be weighed,
yeah.
And you'll buy it at a specific price per pound. So a 1,000-pound cow has about 400 pounds of meat. So you could buy a half a cow. So find one of your neighbors and each buy a half of a cow. Or find three other neighbors and each buy a quarter of a cow. And you'll see that cow. You'll know where it came from. It won't be a mixture of all kinds of cows.
The days of co-ops need to come back. I can remember going to get fuel at a co-op. And, you know, where the people actually owned the station, had part in it, part ownership of it. And because of that, they got gas at a lot less and diesel at a lot less than we're paying at the normal store because we have part ownership in it. I'd love to see this happen with farming and cattle and everything. It really that cooperation between people. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Oh, sure. And here's the thing that these associations and independent businesses, here's what they bring. So if you live in a little hamlet like I do with, you know, the town has about 100 people. 100 people in the town. I don't even live in the town. I live outside the town. So the population density is probably somewhere around, I'm thinking maybe 6 people per square mile. Something like that. Well, if you work together and you buy each other's products, you keep that money local instead of taking your hard-earned money and sending it to the big cities and the big capitals of each state and the big capital of the United States.
Let's take that a step further. Say you have a co-op, and that co-op has a tractor, and that co-op has 5 or 6 different farms. That co-op also has a mechanic. Is it necessary for each farm to have a tractor? Absolutely not. They all have ownership in this tractor, and that tractor doesn't sit in the barn and only get used a couple of times. It goes through a process of everybody taking part in it. It's much easier to maintain, and this is the kind of thing we need to get back to. Everybody does not need a tractor in their farm if they're a member of a farm type co-op that they can set up. One tractor, one good mechanic can go a long way. Your thoughts on that?
One of our instructors did that, literally, several years ago, USA Prepares instructor in Europe. And he worked with the local farmers. And some had tractors, some had combines, some had plows, some had four-wheel drive tractors, some had two-wheel drive tractors, some had baling equipment, some had hay cutting equipment. They set up a shop, a mechanics shop, a repair shop. They set up everything they needed. And it really worked great. So one guy came in one day, and he was really wealthy. And he promised everybody a new car. This is a true story. Promised every one of those farmers a new car. But they had to abandon the shop, this cooperative organization. And the wives said, honey, we can get a new car. We can get a new Volkswagen. A new one. So they all got the new Volkswagens. A couple years later, they said, never should have done it, never should have done it. We never should have done it. We blew up our own cooperative. And the guy, the USA Prepares instructor, moved on. He couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe the demolition of the people who he worked so hard with to build a cooperative. Blew it up because of their own individual greed. True story.
Yeah, this is something that takes a lot of cooperation and honesty.
And that's the problem.
But it can be done.
The honesty part is, and you have to remove individual greed. You have to remove dishonesty, and it will work great. But what happens is people become greedy. And like these stupid wives thought that a Volkswagen would be a really good thing. But they forgot that they'd have to feed that Volkswagen with fuel. And nobody could fix it because these new cars are impossible to fix without the factory computers. It's impossible to fix them, which is why we keep saying, don't buy a new car or a new truck. The worst thing you can do. Greg, I talked to a guy who owns a Case tractor. I'm talking about one of those monsters. I'm talking about with a tread for steering, you know, like a track instead of wheels. The track stands taller than I am. And I said to him, so this is probably 350 horsepower. This is probably a third of $1 million for this tractor. It's huge. And the guy had a huge farm. He had a whole bunch of people working there. So I said, so how much does it cost to change the tracks on you know, this tractor? He said, I don't know. When it gets to that point, we get rid of it. We trade it in, get another one. It's so expensive they can't afford to change the tires or the equivalent of the tires on a tractor. Can you imagine that? That means they can't maintain it, Greg. That means there's nothing they can do on that tractor to keep it running other than maybe changing the oil. Other than that, there's nothing they can do and grease it.
Throwaway world we live in, yeah. Disposable. Yeah.
It's absolutely.
We've lost a lot of skills.
We have. And Greg, the Rhine River runs in Germany, Europe, is drying up. Right now, there are parts of the Rhine that are impassable to barges. So what's on the barges? Well, a refined oil. Shell's got a refinery there. Shell Energy and Chemicals in Rhineland. They have reduced the capacity because they can't get their products out of the refinery or into the refinery.
Oh, I know plenty of people in the transportation industry right now who are not getting all the runs that they have because there's just no freight coming out of certain areas right now, such as Las Vegas or Los Angeles. The loads just aren't there anymore. The supply chain's shutting down. You're seeing it in your grocery stores. You're seeing it in your hardware stores. You're seeing it online, you know, where they had 50 products on eBay, now they may have one or two, almost gone, if you can even find it.
Great. We have a
disposable society we live in.
Our house is about 17 years old. We built it. And what I did was I decided that instead of bathtubs, we would have showers. So there's a 3-foot by 5-foot shower. It's ceramic porcelain tile. And instead of glass doors, it has a shower curtain. And I found out that a commercial-grade shower curtain liner, like they'd have in a motel, made out of nylon with hooks, is absolutely the way to go. Because you can take the shower curtain, put it in the washing machine on the gentle cycle, and it gets cleaned up. So you do that once a week, and that thing will last quite a while. How long? I don't know. I don't know how long it will last because we're still using the same ones for 17 years. The same ones.
Yeah.
Now, how much did they cost 2 years ago? $11 to $12. How much did they cost? Last night I thought, you know what? I want to see how much they are. Maybe we ought to get one more as a spare, just in case. They're over $25 now. Over $25 for the same shower curtain. What I'm saying.
My mother gave this thing that gave me one 15 years ago that she, you know, got rid of, and I'm still using it. Still looks like new.
What I'm saying, class, is when you're hearing 8.5% inflation, that's absolute nonsense. Not true. Absolutely not true. And if you want. If you have friends that support this regime, you have to have your head examined. If you believe that the news of less than 50% inflation, you're not paying attention. You haven't gone shopping.
Oh,
this is as serious as a heart attack. Greg,
you're really hitting the nail on the head.
I believe we're going down, and there's no fixing this. There's absolutely no fixing.
No.
Here's the proof. You go to Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace, and you look up things that are durable. You'll find that they cost more used than they cost new. Class, how much do you think a picnic table is? If you go to Menards and you go and look at their picnic tables on the floor display, $750 for a nice picnic table. Who in the right mind would spend $750 for a picnic table? If you go to Craigslist and you look up used picnic tables, you're going to find out that they're a couple hundred bucks for a used picnic table. And you're going to have to take off some of the boards that are rotten. You're going to have to replace them with new boards, and you're going to have to restain it. And it's a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is durable things are in demand. People want the old stuff because it was way better. Way better. Back to you.
One I'm seeing coming out of the public schools, these kids that just don't want to work. They just want to sit on their cell phone all day and play games. They're living off their parents. I believe you are 100% correct. There is no turning back. They've destroyed our children. They've deprogrammed them. They've done all kinds of things to these children. There's just no hope. And all you can do as an individual is prepare for the long run. Put away what you can because it's not going to be available soon. Get your water supply taken care of. Get your food supply taken care of. Your ammunition, your everything you need to survive, your heat, your cooling, everything that you need, including clothing and a way to make your own. Because things are coming to an end.
Class, I believe that the second American Revolution and the second Civil War are already here. It's not in full shooting mode with bullets yet. It's on simmer. Sucker punching in cities.
Step.
Sucker punching in cities.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Has a security flaw that threatens everything that you may hold dear. Billions across the globe are scrambling to update their iPhones and Macs as the tech giant, this is the headlines I'm reading, as the tech giant reveals hackers can take control of your devices and access your bank accounts. So what are we talking about? iPhones, iPad Pro, iPad Air, iPads, iPad Mini, iPad Touch, and Mac computers. Why anybody would do banking electronically, I don't get. Why would you do that? Why would you put your information in a place that can be accessed anywhere in the world? Why would you do that? I don't know.
This is all intentional, and I can tell you why. Because they want to move us to a digital a system where your body is your app. The mark of the beast, you know, not being able to buy or sell without having it, this installed inside you. What a wonderful way to do it than to start hacking into everybody's bank accounts so that this causes some chaos. So they're ready to throw their hands up and say, okay, let's do it.
Class, I mentioned sucker punching. It's going on in many cities throughout the United States. So people... There's a guy who was in a restaurant, and another diner came out of the restaurant, was standing on the sidewalk. These people didn't know each other, and one guy sucker punches the other guy. The guy who was hit fell down on the sidewalk, brain bleeds, in a coma right now. There are other people who have sucker punched random people walking by, senior citizens, shove them down the stairs. People die from this. You know, you don't expect this to be coming. You can't defend yourself from a guy that hits you in the back of the head. And so what do you do about this? Well, it's real simple. Anybody who sucker punches anybody else, unprovoked, death penalty. Death penalty. Pretty soon, that'll stop. These flash mobs that come in and ransack, and like 100 people ransacked in a store, 7-Eleven store in Democrat-led Los Angeles. Store workers feeling for his life. These thugs came in. They jumped over the counter. They stole everything that they could grab. Really messed the place up. Terrorized the employees. What do you do about
that?
They
shut a lot of businesses down over that in San Francisco because there's no profit in it. It's nothing but loss. Insurance companies.
So what do you
those companies?
So what do you do when people do this? Do you just give them a warning and say, yo, try not to do that again? Or What about the death penalty? We need to bring back the death penalty, I'm sorry to say. I'm sorry to say it, but we need to bring back the death penalty. And people who abuse office, their offices, and violate their oath of office, same thing. Same thing. You violate, you have a campaign promise, you say you're going to do a certain thing, people vote for you because they actually believed you, and you don't do it, death penalty. Any comments, Greg?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, these are the signs of a sick society, a society that's falling apart. And I was just listening to that diet commercial thinking to myself, if you're a little overweight, pretty soon you're not going to be overweight because we're going to be in a situation where it's going to be hard to find your next meal unless you're prepared. When I visited third world countries to help with water and things like that, one thing I noticed is that everybody was in shape or they weren't alive. I didn't see very many overweight people, but the funny thing is they did have, in one country, they had a lot of McDonald's and Burger Kings and things like that. Now, when I went into those particular businesses, I was able to see some overweight people. But as a whole, most of these people were fighting for their next meal. They were working for the next meal. Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Timely.
Yeah, and about the wall, you know, Joe and company don't want a wall built in the between us and Mexico. But
that's because
Joe,
they're bringing all
built
these young girls over here. This is Alex Jones is saying Epstein times two. Where are these children without parents? Young girls going, disappearing to. Pretty creepy.
Well, Biden's building a wall in Delaware. He's spending $500,000, $500,000 in taxpayer funds, according to the internet, to build a security fence around his Rehoboth Beach vacation home. So he wants to be secure. As a matter of fact, he won't even ride a bicycle by himself. He's got to have about 20 people in tow with him when he rides a bicycle. You know how much it costs? I don't know how much, but can you imagine how much it costs when he wants to go for a bike ride? They got to bring all 20 bikes. They got to have, I don't know, maybe they have a special truck to house all or transport all these bicycles.
Lots of agents carrying around submachine guns.
Right. That's right. Just take a look at Biden on the bicycle. This guy is in the demolition business.
Hitler didn't even need that kind of protection.
That's right. RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. That's Greg Lesher's website. And if you want to read the book, I've read it at least five times. You might want to consider reading it. RealWaterIndependence.com. Consider water and what would you do without it? You only can last 3 days without water.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.